Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we have got nothing on the calendar for the next 2 hours. We have kept the phone lines open for you. If you got something you want to talk about, obviously we'll get to the big news of the day here on Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and much more. But earlier this morning, I thought, you know what, I should see if we can get an update on the Blacktail Canyon fire. I saw a headline from KXLF TV. In Butte, the Blacktail Canyon fire continued to burn Saturday in a densely wooded area southeast of Butte a day after it was first reported. And so I shot an email over to the folks that are managing public information for that fire. We've got Corey Johnson on the phone lines right now, who is a public information officer for the Blacktail Canyon fire. Corey, thanks for calling in. And what's the latest info you want to share with folks?
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yep, things are going great with this fire. We've been able to get all the resources we've needed at this time. You know, when we kind of hit that peak fire season, it's kind of a scramble to get crews and helicopters and tankers and what have. So you do the best with what you can, and we've been really fortunate to get everything we've been asking for.
I had a friend send me a friend for, in the Butte area. You know, her husband was an Army Ranger, and she's been a great military spouse. And she sent me a video, and she said, "Wow, I don't know whose aircraft that is up there, but they saved my house." She fully believes.
Yeah, when this initially kind of popped up Friday afternoon, we were able to get tankers and retardant very quickly on scene, and we were able to box the fire in, which really slowed the progression of the fire and kind of knocked it out of the canopy back down to ground level. So it really did slow and check up this fire, and it really has remained in its own footprint since that time.
That's great. So it sounds like an aggressive initial attack with the air tankers and then, you know, hot shot hand crews as well, helicopters and more. That put an aggressive initial attack on this thing to keep it from getting too far out of control.
Yeah, this fire was not in a great spot for us. You know, we have subdivisions to the north. We've got I-90 corridor. We got Highway 2 corridor. We have the Raider Creek. So it is in the middle of a box, and it really has no direction that is a good way to kind of push it. So, yeah, so it was very aggressively tackled with retardant to kind of keep it from moving.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Corey Johnson, Public Information Officer for the Blacktail Canyon Fire. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, shot you an email earlier this morning. And thanks for just calling right in to share this type of important public information.
Of course, of course.
And, yeah, feel free to call in again if there's more information like this that needs to be shared. And of course, now you've got my email as well. So appreciate that. All right. 1 week ago, we talked about an assassination attempt on a president. Today, we talk about a president withdrawing from the 2024 race. So why isn't he stepping down from the presidency altogether? That and more. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970.
Securing America.
The White House commenting Thursday on this week's revelation of an Iranian-backed plot to assassinate former President Trump. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says officials continue to watch
for any malign activity by foreign actors with respect to our electoral politics in this country.
Kirby says the monitoring of the threat has been constant following the drone strike in January of 2020, which killed Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander and known terrorist Qassem Soleimani.
And the Iranians' desire for retribution for that.
And Kirby adds,
we continue to communicate as appropriate with, you know, with those who could be targeted.
The Iranian threat is not believed to be associated with last Saturday's assassination attempt on the former president. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana Senator Steve Daines addressing a national audience at the Republican National Convention as he talked about his efforts to win back majority control of the U.S. Senate in support of President Trump. He was sitting, by the way, right next to President Trump, a sign of how important it is that Montana elects Tim Sheehy in the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, flip-flop, flat-top takes Chuck Schumer's marching orders once again. The full story, MontanaTalks.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is a very good question from a Butte friend of mine. Well, she's from Butte, but yeah, let's crank that intro music down just a little bit. I can't even hear myself talk there for a second. Which actually, that's pretty good. I don't like to hear myself talk. That's why sometimes I won't go listen to the podcast because I don't want to hear myself talk. But yeah, this is a really good question from a friend of mine. She lives in the Missoula area now, but is from Butte originally. She's got like 11, 12, I forget how many brothers and sisters that she's got there in Butte. But think about Kamala Harris. If Kamala Harris becomes the Democrats' presidential nominee. Now, look, Joe Biden is already losing Montana by 20 points against Donald J. Trump. But why in the world do they think Kamala Harris would do any better? I mean, he's been a train wreck. She's been a train wreck. Pete Buttigieg oversees train wrecks and bridge collapses. I mean, Pete Buttigieg has been a train wreck. Why in the world would Missoula Democrats think that Missoula Democrats like Ellie Boldman, why would they think that somehow Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg would be a better option for the Democrats on the ballot? I mean, yes, Joe Biden destroyed union jobs when he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. He's driven up inflation. He's flung the gates wide open on our southern border. But then again, Kamala Harris was the border czar. But think about it. Joe Biden has the appearance of being pro-union to some folks. I mean, if you're an old school Democrat in Butte, Montana, you got Joe Biden, who's an Irish Catholic, pretending to be a union guy, even though he's killed union jobs and, you know, and wants to kill more union jobs by killing Colstrip and then going after Montana Resources at the same time. But Kamala Harris, she can't even fake it. She's a hardcore California liberal who wants to impose a carbon tax, who wants to ban plastic straws, who wants to get rid of the Trump tax cuts, who wants to reduce red meat consumption in the name of climate change. Kamala Harris wants to reduce red meat consumption. My friend Christine from Butte, she raised a really good question. How would I eat my pasties if they ban red meat? Which, oh, man. I mean, think about it. If you're one of these Montana Democrats that wants to have a Kamala Harris coronation, here comes Kamala, here comes Kamala, cackling all the way. If you want to have your Kamala coronation, how do you celebrate? What are you going to make? Lab-grown meat pasties? You're going to have fake meat pasties in Butte to celebrate the Kamala coronation? For Pete's sake. All right, let's get into your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. Francis in Big Fork, first up on this Monday morning. Francis, thanks for the call.
Well, I think Trump changed a little bit after he got shot. And I think that convention made everybody feel like, I'm going to get out and fight, and we're going to destroy Kamala.
Yeah, I mean, she's how would they think that anybody who has been a part of this administration would somehow be a good replacement for a failed presidency when you're a part of the failed administration?
Well, and she's worse than he is. I mean, he was, you know, half gone, but he's always been a crook. And now she's, well, she slept her way to where she's at, so That doesn't count for much in my book.
Willie Brown. Oh, man.
Yes.
I just look at a photo of that, and I was, oh, man. Oh, man. Francis, great to hear from you. Here is Kamala Harris in her own words talking about banning fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah.
And, of course, the Democrats cheer as she talks about banning fracking. Let's see. What are Kamala's pronouns? This was from Libs of TikTok back in the day.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
Wow. Lessons in leadership right there. Gary in Billings next up on the phone lines. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call. As I watched the squad last night come alive, it was almost like the news media just was so exuberant that Kamala Harris is ready to go, and I'm going, ready to go where? And even with her possible running mates, John Tester was on there, a possible running mate.
Oh, which news report was that in?
That was on KTVQ News.
You know, he would make a great running mate for Kamala Harris. I mean, they've been... They have the same Green New Deal whack job agenda. He's voted with Joe Biden 95. He's been riding with Biden. She's been riding with Biden. He would be a great running mate for Kamala Harris. You know, maybe Joe Biden bowed out of the race because he knew he was going to lose to Donald Trump. That would give John Tester an out, right, from losing the 2024 race here in Montana.
Yeah, it's crazy how they will pump up. You know, and they think that all these black people are going to vote for her because she's black. She's not changing Joe Biden's agenda to take away our life, our cars.
Yeah, his agenda's been horrible.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Sunday is when I got this breaking news alert from the New York Times. I should have already gotten the Fox News app on my phone so I would get their breaking news alerts, but I see their headlines so much, that's why I didn't get their news alerts. But anyway, so for some reason, I got the New York Times alert. And, you know, basically sharing the news that Joe Biden was officially withdrawing from the presidential race. And then shortly after that, I got a story on our Montana Talks website. Joe Biden is officially withdrawn from the 2024 presidential race. And now Montana Republicans like Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy are calling for Biden to step down from the presidency altogether. Their point is basically this. If Joe Biden is unfit to serve as the 2024 presidential candidate, then Joe Biden is unfit to serve as president of the United States. And I'll share more from them here later this morning, if not this hour of the show. Got the phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. Let's see. We've got Nathan and Bozeman next up. Nathan, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, about Kamala Harris. Let's start out with the first biggest lie about her. They prop her up as a black person, the first black woman as a vice president. But actually, if you read her autobiography, she has no black in her at all. She's red dot Indian and East Asian. So you tell me what's going on. They're not even telling us who she is.
That's from her own biography? I guess I never bothered to read that one.
If you read her biography, she explains exactly who she is and what ethnicity she is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to double check on that one. I hadn't seen that one myself, but I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for the phone call. look, here's the thing. I think the point, you know, Gary made is like Kamala Harris and the Democrats think that she'll get the black vote just because she's black. And look, their policies have been a failure. And the policies that she's been supporting have been a failure for black communities along with everybody else. I mean, remember that show, Charlemagne, the black radio host in New York City? His show has been getting inundated with phone calls, much like this show has gotten inundated with phone calls, talking about how bad the illegal alien crime has gotten. Kamala Harris has been the border czar overseeing this invasion. She talked about defunding ICE. And so, yeah, this racist notion that somehow just because she's black, she's going to get black voters is just crazy. But that's what they're going to be banking on. Now, to a certain extent, there probably are some voters that will do just that. But I don't see it helping. I don't see that helping down ballot races like back here in Montana, because she is a California radical liberal. Let's see. Let's go to Richard in Jordan next up. Richard, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. So I would like to get your opinion on what's next for the Democrat Party. I mean, we can dance around the fact that they're doing to Sleepy Joe. But what's confusing to me is, okay, they made their move against Donald Trump. And you only get to make that move once. The man's got too much monetary power to, and you know what's the old saying, screw me once, shame on you, screw me twice, shame on me? Donald Trump is the king of thinking that way. So, if he feels he can't trust the Secret Service, he can buy his own, and it'll be better than the Secret Service. So that's going to be off the table for the Democrat Party. Anything against Donald Trump, they may attempt, but it's going to fail. Now,
they've tried everything. Look at everything they've thrown at him. Look at everything they've thrown at him. The phony court cases and the kangaroo courts, the phony impeachments, the fake news for 8+ years. And then the New York Times on Saturday night, I didn't mention this a second ago, but I mentioned how Sunday, late morning, early afternoon, the New York Times sends this breaking news alert out that Joe Biden was withdrawing from the presidential race. But the night before, the New York Times sent out a breaking news alert confirming that President Trump's security detail repeatedly asked for more resources, and they were denied by Biden's Secret Service bureaucrats. So they also play a role in this assassination attempt against him. Look at everything they tried to pull on this guy, and yet he survives.
Well, absolutely. Now, if you take it just the next step, in order for them to do in 2020 what we all know they did, it was blatant and in our face, they've got to overcome problems that they've created for themselves. RFK is a huge problem because he's going to split the Democrat ticket. And you're going to have people who don't like Kamala Harris, don't like the border issues now. And if he's saying, I'm going to fix the border issues, they're going to vote for RFK. Now, those are Democrats doing it. I can't see a single conservative voting for RFK. So our ticket will be stable. But what are they going to do to eliminate the hurdle of RFK? They have to do something.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the broader point that you're also bringing up, Richard, is the Democrat Party is a failure all the way down across the board. The Democrat Party is in complete chaos right now. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's their policies. It's their system. It's their machine. All of it, it is what is failing this country right now. That's why the Democrat Party should be rejected across the board, across the country. And the fact that this is what it took for Joe Biden to withdraw from the race, and the fact that this is all happening is proof that they are a party that has not only in chaos themselves, but has brought chaos in this country, has brought chaos on the world stage. And the Montana Democrat Party has been a part of it. John Tester has been a part of it every step of the way. Heck, the Democrat candidate for governor was an advisor on Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. And yet, Bussey isn't saying anything about Kamala. Tester isn't saying anything about Kamala. Because, again, John Tester is a coward. He didn't say anything about Biden withdrawing from the race until Chuck Schumer gave him his marching orders. Jim in Kalispell next up. Jim, what's going on?
Oh, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good now.
Now? I thought you were a big Biden supporter. I figured you'd be sad. I figured you'd be heartbroken.
I am a big Biden fan. I am a big Biden fan. I think he equates himself to George Washington in doing the right thing for the country and stepping down. You think that's funny? I don't think that's funny. And I think the Democrats will build a real good, dynamic campaign. Kamala was never my first choice. But I think we've just turned this around. We now have one old man that can't put two words together, and we have the future of the country on the other side.
So Donald Trump just spoke for nearly 2 hours at his convention.
I heard every word of it.
You're telling me that first off, you compared Joe Biden, one of the worst presidents in American history, to George Washington.
According to you, not me.
Well, not you, I know.
He's been one of the best, most successful presidents in this country. We started up the entire world.
No, you didn't. You kept it shut down. You kept encouraging lockdowns and mandates. But here's my question for you, is because I know you are such a big fan.
The entire world back up.
If Joe Biden can step down.
Started back up.
It did not. It was already up and running, and then he tried to shut it down again with his BS vaccine mandates and other policies. But, Jim, this is my question for you. Jim, this is my question for you. If Joe Biden is unfit to be your candidate and you are happy that he is stepping down from the race, why shouldn't he step down from the White House altogether?
I get a big chuckle out of that phrase, and I think it shows the stupidity of the Republican Party to even put that out there.
Put what out there?
And I'll include my own senator that I like that's in there. I just think it's a stupid statement.
If he's not fit to be the presidential candidate, why is he fit to be the president?
Because being able to orate your ideas clearly is what has led him to step down. It is not any dementia.
So it's a problem of oration. I don't know. I think it's a problem of the fact that we're on the brink of World War III. It's the fact that our border is completely wide open. We are being invaded. It's inflation that has run amok. But either way, Jim, appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad you're in good spirits, at least. Let's see. Les. Les is on the road to Billings, I think. Les, good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hi, Aaron. Good morning. I've got a question that's bugged me for a long time. About, you know, the invasion, who or what president or what person approved or said okay to paying for everything for all these illegal aliens, you know, schools and health care and giving them phones and, you know, I don't understand who was the person that okayed all that. That's cost, of course, the taxpayers millions and trillions of dollars. Do we know, was it Biden or was it Obama?
Obama's certainly pulling the strings, yeah. And Obama's been pulling the strings behind this Biden withdrawal as well. Great question, Les. Great question. We got to take a quick break. Jim and Billings, I'll sneak you on for a quick phone call right after this. And then Grover Norquist is gonna tell us just how bad Kamala Harris's own policies and her own record truly is. So I get to Jim and Billings and then Grover Norquist. And then after Grover, we'll open up the phone lines once again.
Media. Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
At first, the media reported only that many Democratic lawmakers were unhappy with President Biden and feared that he was going to lose badly to Donald Trump. And naming the 15 or even 20 Democrats would come out publicly against the president. But then began an orchestrated campaign of leaks. In other words, the private interventions didn't work. So now suddenly it was leaking out that Chuck Schumer, Democratic Majority Leader, that Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, that Nancy Pelosi, the former Speaker, had very blunt conversations telling President he can't win. And yet the White House keeps denying it. And then it moved on to, well, he's begun to accept the idea that he may have to bow out. Well, according to sources, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of when. That could be the outcome here, but the leaking campaign has really had an impact. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The leader of a neo-Nazi extremist group based in Europe has been charged with plotting a mass casualty event targeting Jewish children in New York City. Mikhail Chikikeshvili was indicted on 4 charges, including soliciting hate crimes and acts of mass violence, after authorities uncovered his plan to have a friend dress up as Santa Claus go into Jewish schools in Brooklyn and hand out poisoned candy on New Year's Eve. Prosecutors say he began planning the scheme in November of 2023. The 21-year-old from the Republic of Georgia is also known as the Commander Butcher and allegedly leads the Maniac Murder Cult. The Justice Department says it's an international extremist group that promotes violence against groups it deems undesirables to upset social order via terrorism. Chikikeshvili was arrested after he tried to recruit an undercover law enforcement officer to join his group. He could face decades in prison if convicted. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna DeLosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Although, hold off for just a few minutes here, because we should have Grover Norquist calling us here any second. In fact, we've got great guest producer this morning here. We've got Caden filling in for Travis. Travis enjoying a well-deserved day off. Well, I hope he's enjoying it anyway. He's enjoying a well-deserved day off. If you want, though, shoot a note back to Grover's folks. Oh, they want us to call him. Okay, but they didn't CC you. They're used to CCing Travis on that email, and I'm here yapping on the show, so I didn't get a chance to see the email yet. So, Caden, I just sent that to you, so you can give the great Grover Norquist a phone call here. Let's see. Let's go to Jim in Billings in the meantime. Well, we get patched in with Grover Norquist. Jim, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, hey, good morning. I just want to touch on Joy Reid, her sound clip that she was saying that the Trump assassination didn't happen, it was staged. I mean, you got a dead 20-year-old shooter, you got a dead firefighter, 2 people in the hospital, Trump's got a hole in his ear. How can these people say that? There was this dude, I think his last name was Jones. He had a media company. He said the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut with Adam Lanza didn't happen. He got sued. He lost. Judgment was like 2.7 trillion. They reduced it to 1.5 billion. He lost his company. Why doesn't this happen to these people?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. That was Alex Jones from InfoWars who's said some false claims about Sandy Hook. And look at, they've bankrupted the guy. They're taking everything that guy has because of some, you know, crazy claims he made. But yet they get to make crazy claims that harm the entire country, that harm Donald Trump. Take your pick here. And why aren't they being stripped of everything they own? That's a really good question there, Jim. In fact, the DailyWire.com has this. Former President Donald Trump said on Sunday that the Republican Party deserved to be, quote, reimbursed for fraud after the Democrat Party and media surrogates forced them to spend millions campaigning against Joe Biden just to basically subvert the process at the very last minute. Now, somewhat, a little over 100 days to go until the election day. Trump said this in a True Social post several hours after Biden announced his plan to stand down from the election. Quote, so we are forced to spend time and money on fighting crooked Joe Biden. He polls badly after having a terrible debate and quits the race. Now we have to start all over again. Shouldn't the Republican Party be reimbursed for fraud in that everybody around Joe, including his doctors and the fake news media, knew he was not capable of running for or being president? Great question there from President Donald J. Trump. All right, let's go to it. We've got Grover Norquist, the one and only Grover Norquist, now with us here on the show. Grover, I think nobody understands Kamala Harris's crazy record better than you. Thanks for joining us here a little last minute.
Absolutely. Starting point is that she and Joe Biden agree on all the things that this administration did. They put them out in their name together. They've announced their plans, both of them, for next year. That was not his idea. This was the administration's. They want to take the business tax in the United States higher than China's so that every business in Montana, when they compete with China in the world, will start, you know, behind the eight ball. And China will have to compete on lower wages rather than lower taxes and less regulation, which is what Donald Trump and the Republicans want to do. We should compete with China because we should have less costly regulation, lower taxes, and higher wages. What Kamala Harris and Biden want is higher regulations in China, way over that, higher taxes in China. Trump got them down below China's. Now Biden and Kamala want to take it up higher than China's. Kamala and Biden want to take the capital gains tax to 44.6%. That's the federal one. So add the state income tax to that, and you get about half of what you've saved in your life taken away with the capital gains tax. If you've started a small business and worked for 30 or 40 years, paid your property taxes, your sales taxes, the FICA taxes of your employees, and then you save some money for retirement, and Biden and Kamala Harris want to come and take half of that before you get your life savings for you. And, of course, they've got a second death tax that Kamala Harris is for, which is to make sure that all of the accumulation of anything that you have that's due to inflation will be taxed as if it was real income. That doesn't happen now. You don't get taxed on the inflation gains of money that you save up before you pass away and hand it to children. They want to tax that, the inflation, the 18% inflation and gain of inflation that they gained, that they stuck us with in the last couple of years, will now be taxed at almost half. So you're paying additional taxes when you pass away, in addition to the taxes that you pay during your lifetime. She wants to end fracking. She's as great as Americans for Tax Reform, HER.org, our website. We have a series of wonderful videos of her cackling about how she's going to ban fracking, ban plastic straws, get rid of the filibuster so that she can pass the entire Green New Deal. If you think taxes and regulations are expensive now, wait until they get the entire Green New Deal. And then she wants to get rid of the Trump tax cuts, which includes a tax increase on everybody who pays taxes. If you pay federal income taxes, you got a tax cut under the Republican tax cut 2017. She wants to get rid of that and raise your taxes. She also wants a carbon tax on top of everything else, a tax on all energy. And Americans shouldn't really eat red meat anymore, she says, for the climate. You know, this new thing that they want you to eat, insects?
So crazy.
Red meat is a bad idea. Insects are a good idea. I don't think she's going to be eating insects. But the rest of us are going to be
steak and lobster for her. Her and Bill Gates, they get steak and lobster. The rest of us eat bugs. Yeah, two of the ones that you just laid out there right now, she doesn't want us eating red meat. Montana is beef country. She wants to ban fracking. Look, we would not have had the Bakken without hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, and she wants to ban that. And And here's the deal. I mean, you know, I saw Chad Pergam on Fox News was saying, well, you know, even if Kamala can't beat Trump, they're hoping that she'll help down ballot races. Like, they're hoping Kamala will help test her in Montana. And it's like, well, he's just as radical left as she is. He just does a better job of faking it. But I don't see how Kamala would be better than Joe Biden, even though Joe Biden's down 20 points against Trump in Montana, because you want to take away our beef and ban fracking and more. I see places like Butte, Montana, that have historically voted Democrat going pushing even more towards the Republicans now.
Well, with Kamala, she is a San Francisco Democrat. Biden was from Delaware and used to be, you know, for a Democrat, more conservative. When the Democrat Party moved left, people like Biden and Tester tried to pretend to be moderates, at least in their tone, but they moved hard left. There isn't any left-wing idea that Tester hasn't voted for or that Biden hasn't voted for. When they're needed, they're a vote for the left. But in terms of breaking new ground on the left, I don't expect Tester to be the first guy to come up with this latest new let's eat insects left-wing proposal, but he will when the day comes. It is now time to mandate something. He'll be there. But Kamala Harris from San Francisco is cutting edge on, you know, homelessness is you know, the way to organize a city and people defecating on the streets being okay. This is the world she comes from. She is much to the left. I mean, if you go to California and take a look at California invented Uber and Lyft because their taxes on taxis were so, and regulations were so ridiculous. They invented an entire new industry that the rest of the world benefits from. Okay, so lousy government in San Francisco gave us Uber and Lyft, and also Airbnb because of their ridiculous regulations on, you know, renting space in your house or building hotels in the state. I mean, it's nice that California, that and particularly San Francisco, is so poorly governed that they invent new things that are great for the rest of the country. But how would you like to live in San Francisco under, and by the way, I don't think
it's crazy.
Kamala Harris and those guys were busy thinking, hey, let's create a new industry by making life so miserable, people will have to invent something to get around it.
And look at all the people that are fleeing California because of failed policies by Kamala, Newsom, and the rest of them. Grover Norquist, always a pleasure to have you on the show. ATR.org. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He spelled out everything he just talked about and much more. Go to ATR.org. Grover Norquist, always great to have you on the show. Quick break. We'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Operation Dump and Destroy Biden is in full force. We keep hearing Mark Halperin reporting that he will get out of the race as soon as Sunday. On the other hand, we're hearing a Biden spokesman shooting down this as a baseless story. So I don't know what the truth is. But when Chris Coons of Delaware, one of his closest friends, is saying that Biden is weighing who is the best candidate to win in November, you know, something is going on here. Whether or not Biden eventually does this or not, I have no idea of knowing. I know everybody wants to be in the know. I'm not going to act like I am. I think the odds are higher that he gets out. I think the odds then would be higher that Kamala Harris becomes Donald Trump's opponent.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter, protect your home, and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
How much will the market go up today? How many jobs did the economy add last month? How much will the state budget surplus be? It's human nature to think that tomorrow will be just like today, all the more so during the summer months of endless sunny days in Montana, when many of us put our professional worries on hold while we enjoy the privileges of living here. Yet the economy, just like life, serves a curveball from time to time. In an important sense, Montana is already being thrown one. If you measure growth in state government revenues in terms of inflation-corrected dollars, as you should, you find that our revenues are falling. In the first 11 months of the fiscal year, Montana's tax revenues were down by 1.5%, according to the Urban Institute. Without accounting for inflation, there was weak growth. That's quite a change from the double-digit increases in revenues of 2021 and 22. When you measure regional economic growth by looking at state revenues, a sobering picture emerges of revenue declines from those sky-high levels of the past. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's try to sneak in a couple of phone calls here before we run out of time this hour of the show, and then we'll keep the phone lines open heading into the 9 o'clock hour as well. Tom in Bozeman first up. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I stumbled upon a pretty funny political cartoon. I'm going to read quickly to you, but, you know, Kamala, I refer to her as Kathleen Kamala Harris. But anyway, here's what the cartoon was, and she says, "Now that Joe Biden has withdrawn, it's my turn. I can bring a clear message to voters about our Democrat Party. A message is something that brings information from a messenger. Messengers deliver the message to the message. My message to the message is that I am a messenger. Put another way, the Democrat Party is one big mess." And we all know that she's the queen of word salad, so...
What one of the I need to go find this story and send it out via Twitter or post it again or X, whatever you want to call it. It was all of the Kamala Harris quotes turned into motivational posters, you know, like those little quotes with a photo. Absolutely hysterical when you read these word salad quotes from Kamala Harris, but then treat them like motivational posters. It's like, for those of you who remember Saturday Night Live back in the day, and now Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. That's the Kamala Harris motivational quotes. All right, next up on the phone lines, let's go to Tanner Smith in Lakeside. Tanner, thanks for the call.
Thanks for having me on, Aaron. Just want to give everybody a little update. You know, I ran in this last primary, lost to Greg, which was what happened. But I was voted in as our Republican GOP National Committee man at our convention in Billings. So I actually flew down to Milwaukee and was sworn in on Friday. And to say the atmosphere there was electric, you know, in the arena is understating it. I would say it's almost providential. So just want to give everybody an update that I'm now our Montana GOP committee man. I look forward to working with Don Kaye to make sure the Republicans get elected. And more importantly, that Republicans that do get elected, that we adhere to the party platform. Just want to give everybody a little update. Milwaukee was great.
That's great. So do you think that even after some contentious primaries here in Montana, that Montana Republicans will be united headed into November?
Yes. Yeah. And that was the feeling that we had in Milwaukee. You know, at the Billings Convention, you know, all the statewide counties, you know, wanted me to represent them as our national committee man for the state. And that's more of your grassroots folks. That's kind of representative of where Montana local politics are. So I do feel that, yes, the grassroots people like myself, we do have a voice at the table. And I've got some big plans after this election just to make sure our GOP party is strengthened and strong, stronger than ever. Like, there's a lot of big plans we're going to do, but I'll wait to disclose those till after the general election.
Well, that's right. We've got elections to win first. That's right. So glad to hear that that folks are uniting. Great to hear from you, Tanner. Thanks for the call. Sorry we're short on time. But, yeah, we'll take more phone calls coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. You know, sometimes these primaries can be bruising. Some of them, maybe not as much here in Montana, but elsewhere across the country. I mean, people are practically kicking in their opponents' teeth. Well, maybe you've had some teeth kicked in, or maybe you've just got some failing teeth, or you've got several bad teeth. I'm not just talking about one tooth or two teeth. I'm talking about you got a whole bunch of teeth that have been kicked in, and maybe it was an accident. Maybe you're getting up there in years, and you've got failing dentures, and you're just getting sick and tired of those failing dentures. Well, if you want the very latest technology and specialized training all in one place, you can get dental implants right here in Montana. The best of the best, world-class dentistry right here in Montana. Patients travel from all across the United States to visit Yellowstone Family Dental, and you can too. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and Yellowstone Family Dental. Check them out.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress is in charge of doling out federal dollars, be it to federal agencies or even to Israel or Ukraine. But in the House of Representatives lately, Congress failed to fund itself. The House defeated a $7 billion appropriations bill for the legislative branch. It was a surprise misstep for the House majority. And it's an ominous sign for Republicans to pass the rest of their fiscal 2025 spending bills on the floor before the August recess. Seven of the bills are far more politically divisive. 10 Republicans joined Democrats to tank the legislation. A long-standing and contentious freeze over a cost-of-living pay raise for members of Congress, in addition to concerns about higher spending, contributed to GOP dissent. Republican Georgia Representative Andrew Clyde voted against the bill. He raised concerns on the floor about increased funding levels and the constitutionality of maintaining the pay freeze through appropriations bills. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole said the failure was, quote, inexplicable. Cole added that he had not heard significant concerns from members. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.